live. We're kicking off hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free line, the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those. They are on us at freetalklive.com. As we go into a pretty disturbing story, Mark, that I just stumbled onto here before the show, and it's from the New York Times, about a man who was arrested in Baghdad, arrested in Iraq.
Okay.
And then treated pretty poorly. He was on the inside of the United States military's maximum security detention site in Baghdad. And as it turns out...
Doesn't seem like a nice place to be.
As it turns out, he was an American.
Really?
One night in mid-April, the steel door clanked shut on detainee number 200343 at Camp Cropper, the U.S. military's maximum security detention site in Baghdad. American guards arrived at the man's cell periodically over the next several days, shackled his hands and feet, blindfolded him, and took him to a padded room for interrogation, the detainee said. And this is going to be a good example, Mark, of what life would be like here in the United States if the government could get its way and have, for instance, the military enforcing the law. Have, for instance, the military just arresting people on a whim and throwing them into detention facilities, which is what we're paving the road for here. We've discussed a few different pieces of legislation recently, the Military Commissions Act, the Defense Authorization Act of 2007, mm-hmm. both two pieces of legislation that move this country towards a military police state. And this is just going to give you an example of what it's like on the inside. After an hour or two of being blindfolded and in this padded room, he was returned to his cell, fatigued but unable to sleep. The fluorescent lights in his cell were never turned off, he said. At most hours, heavy metal or country music blared through the corridor.
He said
he was rousted at random times, without explanation, and made to stand in his cell. Even while lying down, he said he was kept from covering his face to block out the light. Remember, they were never turned off, the lights. The noise and the cold. And when he was released, after 97 days, he was exhausted, depressed, and scared.
I would imagine the reason they don't let them cover their face is because they need to identify the prisoner when they're doing their counts to make sure that all the prisoners are in their little spots. You know, I mean, you don't want somebody stuffing the cell and with the blanket with pillows and then magically, poof, they disappear. So
I don't know. I don't get the feeling that in a military detention cell like this, you get to walk around in population.
I don't get that feeling either, but
in which case, once you're put in the cell, you're the guy in the cell.
All the rest of the stuff shouldn't be being done, but, convicts world over aren't allowed to sleep with their heads covered for a reason.
Detainee 200343 was among thousands of people who have been held and released by the American military in Iraq, and his account of his ordeal has provided one of the few detailed views of the Pentagon's detention operations since the abuse scandals at Abu Ghraib. Yet in many respects, his case is unusual. Now remember, they mentioned that there are thousands of people who have been held and released. We reported a few months ago that there was something like 13,000 people that were currently being held in a variety of American military detention facilities around the world. You know, now, if this man's detention is typical, and we have every reason to believe that it is, if his detention is typical, imagine what these detentions are doing to the people's view of the American military, the American government, and Americans in general, once they get held for 97 days under conditions like this.
Doesn't seem like people would be, the family and these people, their families and their friends would be real fans of the United States bringing freedom to the world.
Yet in many respects, his case is unusual. The detainee we're talking about is Donald Vance, a 29-year-old Navy veteran.
Oh my God.
From Chicago, who went to Iraq as a security contractor. He wound up as a whistleblower, passing information to the FBI about suspicious activities at the Iraqi security firm where he worked, including what he said was possible illegal weapons trading. But when American soldiers raided the company at his urging, Mr. Vance and another American who worked there were detained as suspects by the American military, which was unaware that Mr. Vance was an informer, according to officials in military documents. Whoopsie! So he tried to do the right thing from his position in the whatever organization.
And ended up spending 3 months in the pokey, and like the worst pokey around.
Yep. At Camp Cropper, he took notes on his imprisonment and smuggled them out in a Bible. Sick. Very. Vomited, he wrote July 3rd. The next day, quote, told no more phone calls till leave. Nathan Ertel, an American...
If he's an American, where's he going to call?
Held with Mr. Vance, I don't know, brought away military records that shed further light on the detention camp and its secretive tribunals. Those records include a legal memorandum explicitly denying detainees the right to a lawyer at detention hearings to determine whether they should be released or held indefinitely, perhaps for prosecution. The story told through those records and interviews illuminates the haphazard system of detention and prosecution that has evolved in Iraq, where detainees are often held for long periods without charges or legal representation, and where the authorities struggle to sort through the endless stream of detainees to identify those who pose real threats.
You know, so, I'm sure that it is a daunting task deciding who's the enemy and who's not the enemy in this situation where you basically have urban warfare going on. I imagine that's very difficult.
Sure.
It's a problem we wouldn't have to face
if we weren't there
in the first place.
Yep. Exactly right. This man would not have ever spent those 97 days in that prison.
You know,
he'd have been home with his family.
One could apologize and make all kinds of excuses as to why the military would have a difficult time, figuring this or figuring that that out in these certain circumstances, and you know, things like this are going to happen. Poor Mr. Vance and blah blah blah. But you know, we shouldn't be there in the first place.
Absolutely right. If you disagree with that, 800-259-9231. Mr.
Support the troops, though.
Vance said, even Saddam, the troops are the one that threw this guy in the clink.
But we got to support them.
No, we don't have to.
We've got to support those troops and stuff.
I support people who support freedom. And the people who are following bad orders in Iraq are not supporting and defending freedom.
But don't the troops give us our freedom?
No, they don't.
Nope, it's ridiculous.
Even Saddam Hussein had more legal counsel than I ever had, said Mr. Vance, who said he planned to sue the former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on grounds that his constitutional rights had been violated. Oh, what's that? You still have rights when you're in another country? I bet the military would disagree with that. While we were detained, we wrote a letter to the camp commandant stating that the same democratic ideals we were trying to instill in the fledgling democratic country of Iraq, from simple due process to the Magna Carta, we are absolutely positively refusing to follow ourselves. A spokeswoman for the Pentagon, well, why should they follow these democratic principles of habeas corpus and, the right to an attorney and all those things? That just means that these detainees would have rights and it would take longer, and we'd have to set up courts and go through trials.
We know that the Constitution only gave rights to American citizens.
Then we'd have to have evidence against these guys. Then we'd have to present evidence in a court of law. We don't want our military members to actually have to jump through any, hoops of evidence and try to gather information on these people they're arresting. They should just be able to go and arrest anybody they want to anytime they want, which is what they're doing. A spokeswoman for the Pentagon's detention operations in Iraq, bureaucrat so-and-so, said in written answers to questions that the men had, quote, been treated fair and humanely.
Because I said so.
And there was no record of either man complaining about their treatment. There's no record.
There's no record. Because if an inmate does complain, we send in three big guys to kick the crap out of him, and so we know if they complained or not.
More about this story coming up. There's a lot on this here. Let's talk to David in Houston in the meantime, though. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
And a Happy New Year.
La, 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 la.
Guys, I've been following y'all for a good while now, and I'm 55, and I'm not one. I'm conservative. That is, don't jump off to too much speculation here and everything. But here's my question: if this Big Brother thing, everything just goes into place here, how are we going to stop something like this? I mean, how are we going to expect our own troops, say, in the craziest situation that to say, no, I'm not gonna shoot him. I'm not gonna arrest my fellow citizen here or anything like this. I guess you guys are
we can't expect the troops to do that. We saw video footage last year during Hurricane Katrina where the troops were absolutely prepared to shoot and arrest Americans.
Yeah, but that's for breaking the law. Well,
okay. No, it was for just coming around the corner with a gun. If you had a gun in your hands, they were going to shoot you. And if you'll hold on, we'll bring you back, okay? Because this definitely deserves more discussion. How are we going to stop this incredible growth of government? I have an idea.
What can one man do?
And I'd like to hear what David thinks about it. So hang on. 800-259-9231. It won't just be one man. be a bunch of us getting together. We'll talk about it coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And it is Free Talk Live, and more on the way about the American held as a threat in Iraq.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but you're not the only one who's shivering. Slip on your down jacket and hang out a while, because when I come back, I'll tell you how to rescue your car from the cold.
I'm Bobby Lycos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
If the dropping mercury has your vehicle frozen and your temper boiling, keep your cool by keeping cold. C-O-L-D. C. Before your morning coffee, check your vehicle. Window frost and ice door locks mean more time getting ready to go, so start early. O. Open frozen doors by heating with a hairdryer or use de-icer on the lock. L. Lights are important, so brush snow from both front and rear lights. D. Defrost the windows and warm the interior. But after you start the engine, back your vehicle out of the garage. Carbon monoxide fumes could really put a chill on your day. I'm Bobby Lycos. Lycos, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are there for you, totally free. The Shrine of Female Listeners included. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. And you can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. As, let's see here. Oh, yes. And we should talk about the Free State Projects. new their upcoming convention. It's called the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and I suggest you get registered now because it's going to be a heck of an event. It's going to be called the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Attaining Economic and Personal Freedoms in America's Freest State. It's happening in late February, and all the details are at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go back to David in Houston, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, David, can you sort of recap, because you came in towards the end of that last segment, could you sort of recap what it was that you were asking here for us?
Well, thank you. I see all this coming about, our rights being whittled away here and everything, but, mm-hmm. I mean, when the iron hits, you know, hits the... The hammer hits the iron. How are we going to be able to stop something like this? I guess you guys know, I mean, I read a while back, that they can, a certain select group of legislators, be it Secretary of State and stuff, can call for a constitutional convention. I mean, just like, you know, five or six or eight of them are in their capacities, and throw this whole Constitution out here. I mean, this thing is really very
scary. Wait a minute. No, well, you can't do that. I don't know exactly how they call the Constitutional Convention. I'll look that up during the break. But even if they do throw it out, what difference does it make? It's not like they haven't thrown it out already, David. You know, they at this point, you know, not one of them hasn't been compromised, and some of them have been compromised seriously. So
you mean,
I mean
the amendments.
Bill of Rights.
I mean everything's so abused now, and just looking at that point, I've just said it's so fragile. Our whole freedom is now.
It's
so
true.
So
you know, and people have been making observations like this for a long time, and people noticed back in the 70s that we were heading in this direction. I'm reading a great book called The Market for Liberty. I've been reading it forever, and I just haven't picked it up again. But it is very good. I just haven't had time. And they predicted what's happening now back in the 70s. I mean, they saw it, they had their finger up in the wind, and they could tell it was coming. But, you know, a lot of people have been observing the growth of government for the longest time and doing very little about it. So you're asking, when are we going to stop talking and actually do something?
Yeah, you know, before 2003, there really wasn't much that somebody could do. You could be a member of your local libertarian party. You could
sit around and have meetings.
You could have you could be a member of the national party, give them some money, and then they would not get elected. And yes. You know, they did manage to get a few dog catchers and soil board people elected, but not a lot. Before 2003, there wasn't anything you could do. You could be happy in your own life and try to ignore that stuff. But if you were worried about liberty.
What happened in 2003?
That's when the Free State Project started.
No, actually, the Free State Project started in, I think, 2001.
I thought it was October of 2003.
October of 2003 is, I believe, when the vote occurred as far as where the Free State Project was choosing to be the Free State.
Maybe I'm confused on the date.
You are confused.
Okay. Either way, before I heard about the Free State Project, I had no solution. I didn't. And then once I heard about the Free State Project, it didn't take me very long at all, a matter of a few minutes, to realize, this is the only way that liberty is ever going to have a chance to work.
Will the Free State Project be able to save America, though?
I don't know whether it can save America, and I don't care, as long as it can save the state I'm in.
David, how do you feel about it? I mean, you've listened to the show for a while. You've heard us talk about the Free State Project. How do you feel about it as a solution?
Well, any idea that protects our rights is beautiful. But I got to tell you, I mean, I'm ashamed of George Bush, and I'm from his state here and everything, and I voted for him, and he's just a year or two older. I'm ashamed of that person.
Yeah.
And
I can understand how you feel.
Excuse me?
I said I can understand how you feel about that.
I'm luckily, a recovering Republican, too.
I didn't vote for him, so I don't feel so bad. But nonetheless, I can understand how you might feel a little bit betrayed by a man who ran for office. I remember in the 2000 election seeing a big old sign on Main Street in Sarasota, Florida. Smaller government! George Bush, 2000, you know, like, and I think I was talking with somebody today who pointed out to me that in the Bob Dole campaign in 1996, he actually claimed on television that he was the candidate of smaller government. The Democrat candidate, Bill Clinton, wanted to increase government by 12%. Bob Dole only wanted to increase it by 9%. He actually said something like that on television. I mean, it's just amazing. So there's no hope. I don't see any hope, at least in the near future, at the national level for freedom at all. I wish I did. I'm pretty much an eternal optimist, David, but right now it seems to me that the future for freedom in America is in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and I hope you'll consider becoming a part of it if that's what you want to see happen in this
country. I will tell you that in our last election here, I voted as much libertarian as I could.
And look at the results.
I got to say that I don't think it's
enough,
David. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I've done it too, and you try to vote libertarian, you manage to vote for two, three people who don't win. I just don't think the Libertarian Party is the way to go. I think that in order to do it, we all have to make sacrifices, and those the sacrifices have to be moved to New Hampshire. I didn't want to move from beautiful, sunny Sarasota, Florida to New Hampshire, where
it's beautiful here, Mark.
It is, but the topography is completely different. You know, the amount
of mountains,
it's different.
Yes.
Do you understand? It's difficult to move from one location to another location.
Ocean. There's actually, the cool thing about New Hampshire is there's different places you can live. You can live out in the boonies if you want to.
But I didn't live on the ocean in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah.
I made a big change. And the reason I made a big change is because I realized that there's, I needed to do it. I knew that the soldiers in the Revolutionary War, the sacrifices they made were, compared to what I was making, mine was nothing compared to what they were doing.
Right. I mean, we've got it so easy. And David, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. When you take that, and I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because when you take the revolutionaries in the late 1700s mm-hmm. and compare them, compare what they had to give up, compare their sacrifice, what they were willing to lose, what they put on the line in order to attain freedom in their lifetime.
You know what you
compare
also
to what we're doing? It's just like a joke. We just have to move.
The other thing is that you compare what their level of oppression was.
Yeah.
They weren't even anywhere near as
1%,
oppressed as we are.
1% tax is what they were angry about.
Yeah, that's the tea tax. And
right.
I've heard that it was higher than that in certain cases. But we're still not talking about taxes outside of the single digits. And there was sometimes soldiers were cloistered in someone's home.
Yeah.
They were housed in people's homes, and there was a kind of a riot that was where some people were mowed down by some soldiers in Boston. But basically, most Americans, except in the cities and a few cities, didn't really see British soldiers. They didn't have to worry about their British overlords. There was some they weren't represented, but
and to that end, most Americans weren't really revolutionaries. Most Americans back then, as it is today, were apathetic about it. In fact, a lot of them were allied with the King George, and some of them were just whatever, they didn't care. And then there were some who were allied with the revolutionaries, but only a small percentage were actually the ones who laid it all on the line. And in comparison, what we have to do today, all you have to do is move to a nice, friendly state full of nice people with low taxes. It's really not so bad in comparison. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're going back to Iraq. Coming up.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the bulletin board system. There's a lot of posts. 140,000 posts.
That's a lot of posts.
More than that. Waiting for you there. 1,300 people interacting. There's so much on the bulletin board system, you'll have trouble keeping up with it sometimes. I haven't spent enough time there recently, Mark. The unread messages have been stacking up on me. There's a nice little feature where if you post a message on one of the threads, you can tell it to alert you if anybody responds. That way you don't have to go back and keep checking to see if someone has actually responded to what you've said.
Mm-hmm.
It'll send you an email. That way it sits in your email box saying, hey, somebody responded to you. You can come here and look at it whenever you want.
I do that.
So I think it's really cool. BBS. And it's free. BBS.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That is BBS. freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich and order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. As we go to the phones and DJ in Chicago, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, DJ, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, continuing the discussion on the Free State Project.
Yeah.
I'm a big advocate of the Free State Project. I think it's a great idea. I'm not myself a member.
Really?
For the simple fact that I enjoy it here in Chicago. I was born and raised here, and I have several connections here.
And you're not a big fan of foie gras.
Yeah. I would consider moving at some point. I would consider it if certain things in my life were to change.
What's holding you back?
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pose a question first. Is your goal personally, or is it the goal of the Free State Project for all libertarian-leaning people to move to New Hampshire?
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, quite honestly, all libertarian-leaning people in the United States aren't getting what they want politically. They're just frustrated. And this country, I would think most of them would agree, this country is going down a path of tyranny, or at least larger government.
Of course.
So, it depends on where you see us being in this paradigm. Are we so close that this is it? This is the final moment where we have to make a stand or lose liberty forever? Or do you think that we've got a ways to go? And you've got to answer that question for yourself. If you think we're in the final moments and that liberty is, slipping over the parapet, you need to go to New Hampshire, because that's the only answer, in my opinion.
It really is the only answer. And to address all libertarian-minded people, anybody who loves liberty is going to become more and more drawn to New Hampshire over time. Right now, it's
absolutely
sort of this
true
concept that some people have signed on to,
right,
and it's not really been proven totally yet, though there is a bit of a proof of concept happening already. It's sort of like out there, and people are looking at it, and they're considering it. But as we get more activists here, as the best activists from around the country, from different areas, different libertarian groups around the United States and around the world, there are members from around the world as well, as these people start moving to New Hampshire and getting active in the local groups that are already being set up for them to plug into,
mm-hmm,
and get active with, we're going to be able to tout more successes here on Free Talk Live. There are going to be more press releases going out. The Free State Project is going to get more attention around the country, especially amongst libertarian circles. And those libertarians who are sitting out there watching their local groups, which were ineffective before, become even more ineffective because the best activists are leaving and going to New Hampshire, they're going to finally say to themselves, I've waited long enough. It's about time I joined the pro-liberty revolution happening in New Hampshire. It's going to be the place to be eventually, DJ.
Yeah, well, one concern I have is that if all libertarian-leaning activists, again, in just a perfect world, if all libertarian-leaning activists were to move to New Hampshire, we wouldn't have anyone left stationed, if you will, around America in big cities, small towns, wherever.
I understand where you're coming from.
That could be a concern.
It could be a concern, but at that point, what's more important? What have these libertarian activists been able to do in the 35 years of the existence of the Libertarian
Party?
They've
been stationed.
Not a lot.
Right. Not
stationed.
A damn thing.
They've been sitting there having meetings every week.
We've tried this, DJ. It failed.
I've been pretty active myself.
I'm not saying you haven't, but what have you managed to do? I'm not trying to point any fingers at you, because Ian was a very active activist.
I was one of the best, not to be full of myself, but I was one of the best.
But he never did anything. He never accomplished anything. He went out.
I did a lot.
You did a lot, but accomplished nothing.
Right.
Right, right. And we see this across the country, and I understand that.
And the accomplishments have already happened here in New Hampshire.
Say again,
I think one thing that the Free State Project can accomplish is starting a ripple effect. If things can get done, if we can go into a more liberty-oriented direction in New Hampshire, and I think that'll happen on a quicker basis, given the Free State Project being there.
Well, I would agree with you.
There
would be a certain ripple, DJ, but that it's not going to ripple if the pebble doesn't drop in the pond. And at this point, the pebble hasn't hit the pond because we haven't hit 20,000 in the Free State Project. The only way we're going to hit 20,000 is if 20,000 liberty-loving activists across America and the world sign up. You understand? It's easy to sit there from wherever you are, and I did it. I didn't want to come up here, and I probably would have waited if it hadn't have been for Ian and, bringing the show up here and that kind of thing. But, once I'm here, I got to say that this is what works as far as liberty goes. It's nothing else is.
And as far as having people stationed in other states, there are always going to be people who are just not going to move to New Hampshire. I mean, we've heard from them. They've got businesses. They've got all kinds of excuses, their family, their friends. I mean, eventually those excuses are going to melt away as New Hampshire becomes more and more attractive. But there's always going to be libertarians who are going to stick it out and believe that they're, you know, what they're doing in their states are, is effective. And they'll be there to receive the new libertarians, because to presume that Americans are completely closed-minded to liberty is, I think, is unfair. As we continue to advance liberty in New Hampshire, we'll be able to spread the message of liberty around the country more effectively, especially through Free Talk Live.
We need liberty throughout the country, not just in one state.
We do, but the point is the Free State Project would show the rest of the country that liberty works instead of just being a bunch of libertarians, you know, five libertarians sitting at a meeting somewhere in your local area talking about liberty and not really doing anything.
Yeah,
here's where the rubber is going to meet the road, so to speak, and we are going to be able to implement pro-liberty policies and make a difference and show the rest of the world in the country that it does work, that liberty is the answer. And then at that point, the local groups in wherever you live are going to have more recruits coming by saying, hey, you know, let's do this liberty thing here, too.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, they've heard about what's going on in New Hampshire. They want to see what they can do, you know, wherever.
Right. And it's going to take people like you, DJ, to actually step up and be amongst the pioneers, if you will, of this movement and join the Free State Project when you're ready. And I'm telling you, it's going to get more exciting as it goes along, and we'll bring you all the information here on Free Talk Live. Did you have any other thoughts for us?
No, that's all.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, I understand. It's easy to stay where you are. It's easy to take the road less, the road more traveled, if you will. And, you know, it's cushy. You've got your job, you've got your family, you've got your friends. It's hard to separate from all those ties. It wasn't easy for you or I, Mark.
No, it wasn't.
South.
I don't want to make it, I mean, please don't diminish my sacrifice.
Right.
I have, I mean, I sold one house, I'm trying to sell another, I sold a car. I can't tell you how many thousands of dollars I realized the loss of because of having to sell, you know, when I did and those kind of things. I left a job that was paying me $80,000 a year. I've made sacrifices. And to say that, well, it's okay for Ian and Mark to move up there, but I can't do it, you're diminishing my sacrifice. Don't do it.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number if you've got thoughts on that. Or the man who is held in Iraq, an American, a contractor, picked up by the U.S. military, thrown into a brig for 97 days, forced to stand for probably hours on end, not allowed to cover himself to keep warm, and the military's claiming that he was treated fairly and humanely. We'll come back with more details on this and your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Tuesday edition. By the way, I want to say hello to our listeners at WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Tonight's your first official night picking up this hour of the show every night during the week. So hello and welcome to the program, though you are listening on a delay if you're listening in Charleston, West Virginia.
Yeah, so if they want to call in, they have to call in
the hour before.
The hour or the 3 hours before.
Right, but big thanks to Dave Evans and the crew over there for getting us on weeknights. I think that's awesome of them. All right, 800-259-9231. As we go to AJ in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if you had seen the episodes of Morgan Spurlock's 30 Days.
Who?
Morgan Spurlock. He's the guy that did the, what's that one where he ate McDonald's for 30 days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Fast Food Nation, was it? Was that what it was called?
Yeah, I think so.
Supersize Me?
He did a TV series for FX, and he did 30 days in the shoes of Muslims and a couple other different things.
You know,
and one
I vaguely
was,
recall having read that. I do remember reading that. It's been a little while since
TV
I read
show?
It. Yeah, no, that he pretended to be a Muslim and had some problems
okay.
as a result.
And
yeah,
you were going to say what now?
But the one that I was wanting to talk about was the one they put an atheist in a Christian house for 30 days, and it was actually rather interesting.
Really? Was it
yeah.
him or somebody else?
No, it wasn't him. It was a woman that had grown up Christian, and she ended up being an atheist. She had a family. She had, you know, a husband. I think she had two or three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, she seemed like a very decent person. I try not to judge because I know, you know, like you know, being an atheist doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. It just
right.
It's your way of viewing the world. And
so what you were just saying that you're not an atheist and it sort of helped you see atheists as human beings too? Is that what your point was? Or
you know, I'm really not sure. You know, like I see the side of religion and I see the side of atheism and they both make valid points. I'm just, you know, I'm in a 19-year-old college kid. So I'm just kind of figuring it out.
Feeling his way through.
Understood. Now, what's the name
yep.
of the TV show?
It's just called 30 Days.
30 Days.
Hmm.
Huh, interesting. Yeah. Well, thank you for turning us on to that. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's pretty much it.
AJ, appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Let's go back to talking about Mr. Vance. His name is Lawrence Vance? No, Donald Vance, 29-year-old Navy veteran from Chicago, went to Iraq as a security contractor, gave some information up to the FBI about some supposed illegal weapons trading going on in the security firm where he worked. American soldiers raided the company at his urging, but detained him. Because they didn't know any better or whatever. Bureaucrats are slow and
right.
Clueless.
His urging came through whistleblowing and through the FBI and made it through I don't know how many bureaucrats all the way down to the commander of this particular unit that went in. And so they had no idea who the guy was that sort of set this up.
And then he got to see the inside of military detentions in Iraq because they held him for 97 days in a cold, windowless room with lights on 24 hours a day, music blasting through the halls. Made it so he couldn't even cover up his face to keep warm at night. She said the bureaucrat spokesperson said he was treated fairly inhumanely. She said officials didn't reach Mr. Vance's contact after the FBI or at the FBI until he'd been in custody for 3 weeks. Even so, they determined that he, quote, posed a threat and decided to continue holding him.
Oh,
he was released 2 months later, they said, on a subsequent reexamination of his case and his stated plans to leave Iraq. Mr. Ertel, 30, a contract manager who knew Vance from an earlier job in Iraq, was released more quickly. Vance went to Iraq in 2004, first to work for a Washington-based company. He later joined a small Baghdad-based security company where he said things started looking weird to me. He said that the company, which was protecting American reconstruction organizations, had hired guards from a sheik in Basra and that many of them turned out to be members of militias whom the clients didn't want around. Vance said the company had a growing cache of weapons it was selling to suspicious customers, including a steady flow of officials from the Iraqi Interior Ministry. The ministry had ties to violent militias and death squads. He said he also had witnessed another employee giving American soldiers liquor in exchange for bullets and weapon repairs. So, wait a minute. Sounds like the soldiers themselves are actually involved in some shady dealings. Can you imagine that? Well, on a visit to Chicago in October of 2005, Vance met twice with an FBI agent who set up a reporting system. Vance phoned into the agent from Iraq and sent him email messages and, told him what he had seen. In April, Ertel and Vance said they felt increasingly uncomfortable about the company. Ertel resigned, and company officials seized the identification cards that both men needed to move around Iraq or leave the country. On April 15, feeling threatened, Vance phoned the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. A military rescue team rushed to the security company, and again, Mr. Vance described its operations. On, attorney Vance indicated a large weapons camp or cache was in the compound in the house next door. A search of the house and grounds revealed, indeed, two large weapons caches, so he was right about that. On the evening of April 15th, they met with American officials at the embassy and stayed overnight. Just before dawn, they were awakened, handcuffed with zip ties, made to wear goggles with lenses covered by duct tape, put into a Humvee, and Mr. Vance said he asked for a vest and helmet, which he was refused, in case of an attack or IED explosion.
Wow.
He was in custody at that point. They'd taken him custody. He was a prisoner. They were driven through dangerous Baghdad roads and eventually to Camp Cropper, placed in cells at Compound 5, the high-security unit where Saddam Hussein has been held. Only days later did they receive an investigation. They had become suspects for having associated with the people that Mr. Vance tried to expose. So, thanks a lot for snitching out there, Vance. We've decided to throw you into a cell as a result. You've been detained for the following reasons, said a detention notice. You work for a business entity that possessed one or more large weapons caches on its premises and may be involved in the possible distribution of these weapons to insurgent terrorist groups. So apparently the fact that he was the one that
blew the... I wonder why they picked just up him and another guy up. This company had to have...
There were other guys, I think, picked up. They were just the two Americans that were there.
Oh, I see.
Vance said he began to seek help even before his cell door closed for the first time. Quote, they took off my blindfold and earmuffs, told me to stand in a corner where they cut off the zip ties, and they told me to continue looking straight forward. And as I'm doing this, I'm asking for an attorney. He said, I want an attorney now. And they said, someone will be here to see you. Instead, they were given six-digit ID numbers. The guard shortened Mr. Vance's into something of a nickname, 343, and the routine began. Bread and powdered drink for breakfast and sometimes a piece of fruit. Rice and chicken for lunch and dinner. Their cells had no sinks. The showers were irregular. They got 60 minutes in the recreation yard at night without other detainees. Five times in the first week...
Now, how in the world would they get...
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like they'd be able to, if they only had 24 inmates, then they'd be able to give 60, I don't know.
I think they have more than 24. Five times in the first week, guards shackled the prisoners' hands and feet, covered their eyes, placed towels over their heads, and put them in wheelchairs to be pushed to a room with a carpeted ceiling and walls. There, they were questioned by an array of officials who, they said they were told, represented the FBI, CIA, Naval Criminal Investigative Service, and the Defense Intelligence Agency. He said, "It's like boom, boom, boom," said Mr. Ertel, that's the other American. "They're drilling you. We know you did this. You're part of this gun smuggling thing. And I'm saying you have it absolutely way off." The two men slept in their 9-by-9-foot cells on concrete slabs with worn 3-inch foam mats. Oh, at least they had the mats. With the fluorescent lights on and the temperature in the 50s.
Holy crap.
Vance said.
They're killing bacteria, huh?
"I paced myself to sleep, walking until I couldn't anymore. I broke the straps on two pair of flip-flops." Asked about the lights, the detaining operations spokes bureaucrat said that the camp's policy was to turn off cell lights at night to, quote, "allow detainees to sleep." So they just must have forgotten about the policy.
For 90 days?
97. "One day Mr. Vance met with a camp psychologist. He realized I was having difficulties. He said to turn it into a game. He said, 'I want you to pretend you're a soldier who's been kidnapped and that you still have a duty to do. Memorize everything you can about everything that happens to you. Make it like you're a spy on the inside.' I think he called it rational emotive behavior therapy, and I started doing that. Camp Rule 31 barred detainees from writing on the white cell walls, which were bare except for black crescent moon, painted on one of the walls to indicate the direction of Mecca for prayers.
Hmm.
But Mr. Vance began keeping track of the days by making hash marks on the wall, and he also began writing brief notes that he hid in his Bible given to him by the guards." And he goes on, they highlight some of his notes here. "Their rights, laid out in a letter from a lieutenant of the Army, allowed them to attend a hearing and testify. Under Rule 3, though, the letter said, quote, 'You do not have the right to legal counsel, but you may have a personal representative assist you at the hearing if the personal representative is reasonably available.
Hmm.
Vance and Ertel were permitted at their hearings only because they were Americans, said Fricasso. The cases of all other detainees are reviewed without the detainees even being present. In both types of cases, defense lawyers are not allowed to attend because the hearings are not criminal proceedings." That's right. They're military tribunals where the military does whatever the flip it wants with you. And thank goodness these people were Americans. Otherwise, who knows what would have been their eventual result. And who knows what happens to the rest of these people. A lot of them get turned loose. A lot of them get released. And you can imagine that after spending a few weeks, even a few days, and most of them are spending much longer than a few weeks, but even a few days in treatment like that, under conditions like that, 50 degrees, lights on all the time, music blaring, being forced to stand at certain points during the day, sleeping on a concrete slab, no access to showers, or running water. You might imagine that that's going to do a little bit of damage to how people feel about the United States. This is a war that you support.
It's surprising that that happened to Americans.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's not surprising at all, and in fact, I predict it will happen to more Americans here in America coming soon. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.